Okay, here is read number one. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Governor Tony Evers and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes appeared on the Earl Ingram Show this morning to announce a series of proposals centered around police reform. The governor said it is a comprehensive plan that includes banning chokeholds and no-knock warrants. One of the bills proposed would require law enforcement officers to complete 8 hours of training per year on de-escalation techniques. The governor also said it is just a first step in several changes he wants to make. Outside tonight, partly cloudy in Milwaukee, low around 65. Rain likely in Madison, low around 67. Tomorrow, rain likely, high around 77 in Milwaukee, 82 in Madison. Then Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of rain, high around 78 in Milwaukee and 82 in Madison. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here is read number two. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Under a resolution unanimously approved by the Milwaukee Public School Board last night, MPS will sever ties with the Milwaukee Police Department and end the use of police officers at its schools. The resolution also bars the district from buying and maintaining criminalizing equipment, such as metal detectors and facial recognition and social media monitoring software. The decision is a victory for the youth advocacy group Leaders Igniting Transformation, which has pushed for the district to stop the use of resource officers and metal detectors and end the school-to-prison pipeline. Outside tonight, partly cloudy in Milwaukee, low around 65. Rain likely in Madison, low around 67. Tomorrow, rain likely, high around 77 in Milwaukee, 82 in Madison. You're tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here is read number three. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Governor Tony Evers and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes appeared on the Earl Ingram Show this morning to announce a series of proposals centered around police reform. The governor said it is a comprehensive plan that includes banning chokeholds and no-knock warrants. One of the bills proposed would require law enforcement officers to complete 8 hours of training per year on de-escalation techniques. The governor also said it is just a first step in several changes he wants to make. And attorneys for the families of Alvin Cole and Jay Anderson Jr., who were fatally shot by the same Wauwatosa police officer, filed a complaint against the officer yesterday. The families are calling for Officer Joseph Mensah to be fired. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here is read number four. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson is getting a new job, at least temporarily. The University of Wisconsin System Board of Regents appointed Thompson as the interim system president during a closed session meeting yesterday. The appointment is effective July 1st, and he received uniform support from the board. Thompson's appointment comes after the only finalist for the position, University of Alaska System President Jim Johnson, withdrew his bid for the position. And Milwaukee is getting a Black Lives Matter street mural similar to the one outside the White House. The message painted on the street will be on King Drive near the intersection of Locust Street. Outside tonight, partly cloudy in Milwaukee, low around 65. Rain likely in Madison, low around 67. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.